This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Refugees continue to pour out of Ukraine while a Russian convoy appears to have redeployed. Get more on the story from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Satellite images from above Ukraine appear to show a 40-mile convoy of Russian military vehicles has broken up, with armored units spotted near the airport north of Kyiv and some of the vehicles moving into forested areas. U.S. officials said Ukrainian troops have been targeting the convoy with anti-tank missiles. In his nightly video address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky denied Russia's accusations that Ukraine is preparing an attack using chemical or biological weapons, saying it's a bad sign. If you want to know Russia's plans, he says, they are what Russia accuses others of. He said 100,000 people have been evacuated during the last 2 days from 7 cities under blockade, but that Russian tanks attacked an area of Mariupol that was supposed to be a humanitarian corridor. UN officials estimated that more than 2.3 million people have fled Ukraine and that 1.9 million are displaced within their own country. Jennifer King, Washington.
A shrinking number of well-known companies is still doing business in Russia, even after hundreds of others have announced plans to curtail ties. The pace of businesses exiting Russia accelerated over the past week as the deadly violence and humanitarian crisis in Ukraine worsened, and as Western governments ratcheted up economic sanctions to punish Russia for its two-week-old invasion. The companies that still have a presence in Russia say they have franchise owners or employees to consider. They don't want to punish Russians by taking away food or medicine, or they provide software or financial services for Western businesses that aren't easy to replace. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has joined other Western officials in warning that Russia could use chemical weapons in Ukraine and accused the Kremlin of a cynical, barbaric attempt to justify such a move. Speaking in an interview with the UK broadcaster Sky, Johnson also criticized the bombing of a maternity hospital in the port city of Mariupol. Ukrainian officials said that Wednesday's Russian air strike on the hospital killed 3 people, including a child, and wounded 17 others. The attack has caused global outrage. However, Johnson firmly rejected calls by the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for Western nations to institute a no-fly zone whereby British aircraft would be required to prevent Russian aircraft from entering Russian airspace in fears of an all-out war between nuclear powers. The U.S. says North Korea is testing ICBMs. Get more on that story from Mike Gracia.
According to a U.S. intelligence assessment, 2 recent North Korean missile launches were test firings of a powerful new long-range intercontinental ballistic missile, and a full-range test could come soon. The tests were of a missile believed to be larger than an ICBM North Korea launched in 2017 that was assessed to be capable of reaching the United States. A senior Biden administration official outlined the U.S. intelligence assessment on condition of anonymity. North Korea has conducted 9 rounds of weapons tests this year, despite multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions to prohibit it from firing ICBMs. The official told the Associated Press the U.S. will announce a new round of sanctions Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. officials tell the Associated Press that military investigations have found that poor leadership, inadequate training, and a culture of complacency among U.S. forces undermined efforts to fend off a 2020 attack by militants in Kenya that killed 3 Americans. 2 military reviews of the attack by al-Shabaab militants are scathing in their conclusions that there were failures across the board at the Manda Bay Air Base. Senior military officials say there was a deeply rooted culture of a false sense of security there. The attack also wounded 3 people and destroyed 6 aircraft. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.